What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about a painting I did today, trying to stretch my abilities and do something a little different. So I've been consuming a lot of Alvaro Castanet's work lately, and that is because I'm reading his book called Beyond Technique. The book went out on Kindle recently, and it's out of print, so you can't really get a paperback or a hardcover, if there is, I don't know, a version of it, unless you pay like $600, and I'm not into that. So I got it on Kindle, and just reading through it and looking at his paintings, being amazed by the fantastic qualities of his work. And one of the things that really struck me was his use of colors. And you know, colors is something that I talk usually about in the context of it doesn't really matter what color you choose as long as the value is right. But there is, of course, another level to that. There is color theory, there is color harmony, things that work well together. And what he does, and I noticed he does that a lot, is contrast a lot of warms and cools, a lot of reds and blues, and keeping them pure. So he will paint a complete wall red, or maybe the highlights on something are going to be red. Which I find really interesting, and I wanted to do the same. So I decided to do a bit of a avant-garde, if you will, painting. A bit, I don't know if that's the right word in the Hebrew we use it, but a bit of a wild one. And I'm going to use it as the picture of this episode. But I think really it is a good example of stretching your abilities and going for something that's different, that you're not used to. And I can definitely say I wasn't used to working that way, and I forced myself, quote-unquote, to use a lot of reds and yellows, and the result, I think, is really good. You can see it on my Instagram if you want to see the best version of it. Here it's going to be just a small picture thumbnail, but I think it's really good. And what really was funny to me about this process in particular was how certain I was on how to process the picture and turn it into a painting. I painted based on a picture I took about, I think a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, something like that, really recently. And the picture itself was really good because there was a lot of contrasts and there were big, large shapes that were very interesting. Not necessarily a variety of edges, but just the composition worked really well. And I didn't have to change a lot for it to work. So that was pretty neat. And I'm just very pleased with the result. And it was so just doing it. I just did it and it just ended up working out. Kind of reminding me of another painting I did recently where I just knew what I was doing. And I love these paintings. You know, sometimes you get lost. You're not sure how to continue, what to do. With this one, it was all very clear to me, and I think that's the effect of just gaining more experience. And I did enhance the scene a bit and by changing the composition, by changing my use of colors, again, using strong reds, contrasting them with blues. I did something which is the reverse of what I usually do. Usually I use blue for the background or the middle ground, and for the very foreground, I use a bit of warmer, you know, yellows and reds. This time I did it the other way around. So the foreground is reds and is blues, and the background is more yellows and reds. So it's like the warmer colors are at the back, which is really not something I usually do. And I'm very pleased with it. The reception was very good on Instagram and on Facebook, where I posted it in several groups, and my family saw it, and everyone loved it. So I'm very pleased with that. And this is it. This is it for today's episode. Just wanted to talk to you a bit about doing something outside your comfort zone, which is what I did today, and having a nice result. It's always nice if you have a nice result. And if you have a bad result, you learned something. You either learned what you're not good at or what you don't like doing. You know, sometimes you just won't enjoy using a specific color or doing a specific thing. And that's fine. That's you and your taste in art, and you should embrace it as much as possible. So this is it for my experience. If you want to contact me in any way, I think the best place is Instagram. So you can check out my page. That's Liron Yan IL. That's LIRONYAN and then IL. Or you can just search for my name, Liron. That's LIRON. And then Yan Konsky, YAN, whatever it is, you'll find it. If you search for Liron Art on Google, you'll probably find my YouTube channel, and then you can contact me in whichever way you want. If you have any questions, anything you need help with, feel free to reach out. I answer all messages, all comments, at least I try. Now I have a lot of them, but in any case, really trying to do my best here. So thank you so much, and I will talk to you again in another episode really soon.